Translating is a different task from interpreting. A translator has a written text in one language, and that written text is to be, if you like, converted into a written text in another language. Translators have a very large range of different kinds of texts which they might translate. For example, you might want to translate a novel written in one language into another so that the novel is available to, for example, people who speak French if the novel is in English, or vice versa. This is clearly going to be a long task because novels tend to be long, and you want to get as much of the flavor as you can. You want to be accurate, but you also want to be elegant. That's quite different from, for example, translating the instructions for a vacuum cleaner from one language into another. That needs you to be accurate, but you don't necessarily need to be terribly elegant. The world as it is at the moment requires a very large number of translators, particularly where one has international groupings of countries that have, say, a common market or a common legislature. The European Union has a court, and the decisions of the European Court have to be translated into the languages of all the member states of the Union. So translators are very sought after. Particularly good translators, of course. Translators will also be specialists. Some of them will specialize in novels, others in vacuum cleaners and other domestic appliances, and still others in translating legislation. The fact that you're good at one of those doesn't make you any good at the other necessarily. And again, like simultaneous interpreting, it takes years of experience and also considerable training. There are now courses in many educational institutions to train translators. These include, say, 4 or 5 year university courses. But of course, after that, there's also a very large amount of experience required.